Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned of Tzadi Tess and Masech Deba Metzia. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha v'ashoyles ha'para, v'sholcholoi bi'ad benoi, bi'ad avdu, bi'ad shluchai. If a person asks someone to lend him his cow, and the owner sent the cow with his son, servant or agent, whether the shoyl is liable for accidents that occur before he actually receives it depends on whether the shoyl designated the messenger or not. The discussion in the safest case regarding amaloi ha'shoyl, sholcholoi bi'ad avdu chachayef. If the shayl asks the owner to send it with the owner's servant, the shayl is chayef. Does this refer only to an Eved Ivri or even to an Eved Kenani? The machlik is regarding hashayl karda mechaveri. If a person borrowed someone's axe or any item, at what point can the owner no longer retract from the loan? Rav Huna holds, baka by kunoi. Only once the shayl actually used the item, the owner cannot retract. However, meshicha, pulling the item alone, is not an effective kin regarding chazar. While Rabbami holds, Mishas Mashicha, even if the shayl did not use the item, once he took the item, the owner cannot retract, because pulling the item alone is an effective kinyan for Chazar. All agree regarding Oinsen, the borrower's liability for the loss of the item, Mishas She'ela, even if the shayl did not yet use the item, he becomes liable from the time of the loan. Shmuel's halacha of Haiman de Gazel Chavitza de Tamri Mechaveroi, the Ispa Chamishim Tamri. If someone stole a cake of pressed dates which consisted of 50 dates and he ate them, agav hadadi mizdabin benun nechi chada, chada chada mizdabin benun. If the price for a whole bunch of dates is 49 zuz, while the price for 50 individual dates is 50 zuz, lehedyet mishalm chamishim nechi chada. If the dates belong to a common person, the gazlan pays him only 49 zuz. Lehekdish mishalm chamishim b'chumshayu. If the dates belong to Hekdish and the gazlan ate them, he must pay 50 zuz, plus an additional fifth.